Hey, this is Anneli from Swedish Made Easy. Today's bite-sized topic is prepositions, and more specifically, five tricky time prepositions: om, i, på, inte på, and the combination of för and sedan. What is a preposition? Prepositions are words that we can use to express place or time relations. A place relation preposition could, for example, be to say that something is on the table, or under the table, or in Stockholm. A time relation preposition could be when we say what we're going to do on Monday, or at 8 o'clock. We can use prepositions in other situations too, for example, after a verb or an adjective, but they are very common when we talk about time or place. And today we'll talk about some common time prepositions that often cause problems when learning Swedish. Instead of listing the five time prepositions we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about them according to their contextual categories, and more importantly, what questions that usually go along with them. The first category is point in time. And the question that comes with this is, of course, when, or när in Swedish. If someone starts a question with when, när, the rest of the question can follow in one of two ways. Either the person will ask you when you did something or when you're going to do something. In other words, they will ask you about a past event or a future event. Let's start with a past event. When someone asks you, when did you start studying Swedish? När började du studera svenska? You can tell it's in the past tense because the person said började, which literally means started or began. And the verb is in the past tense. Let's say you wanted to say 3 years ago. The preposition in English is ago. However, in Swedish you need to say two words with the time span in the middle. You need to say för and then the time, 3 år, and then you need to say sedan. För 3 år sedan. This is how you say 3 years ago. When did you talk to your mum? När pratade du med din mamma? 1 week ago. För en vecka sedan. First, för, then the time span, and then sedan. Just a quick note on accent and reduction here. A lot of Swedes would say för en vecka sedan. Sedan is shortened to just sen. And if the time span ends on the letter R, which actually all plurals do, sekunder, minuter, timmar, veckor, månader, år, and also år in singular, you combine the R and the S to a sh sound. För 3 år sedan. Now let's look at a future event. When someone asks, when are you going on holiday? När ska du åka på semester? You can also say, när åker du på semester? And you want to say, in 2 weeks' time. The preposition you use is om 2 veckor. Past events, för, time, sedan. Future events, om, time. Of course, you can just say the exact date if you want, but this is how you can use time prepositions to express this. And of course, you can also say this without being prompted by a question. You can just say, 3 years ago I started studying Swedish. För 3 år sedan började jag studera svenska. But the information answers the implicit question of when. Next category is length of time. The question that goes along with this category is for how long? Hur länge? Also here, the question can go one of two ways. Or rather, the answer can go one of two ways, but it is not related to past or future, like when we talked about point in time. Instead, you can say that you have done something for a period of time, or you can say that you haven't done something for a period of time. And in Swedish, we use different prepositions for these two different contexts. We could refer to them as positive, you have done something for a period of time, or negative, you haven't done something for a period of time. If you have done something for a period of time, use the preposition I. How long have you lived here? Hur länge har du bott här? For example, I have lived here for 5 years. Jag har bott här I 5 år. Or, short version, I 5 år. As you notice here, Swedish uses I, whereas English uses for. This is one of the most common time preposition mistakes that I hear people do, saying, jag har bott här för 5 år. This is not correct and sounds very odd in Swedish. This is a grammar mistake that will definitely make you sound like a foreigner. You shouldn't use the word för here. Jag har bott I Stockholm I 5 år. Yes, you will end up with 2 e, but it is correct. If you've not done something for a period of time, use the preposition på. I have not gone to the gym for 2 weeks. Jag har inte gått på gymmet på 2 veckor. If someone asks you, have you talked to so-and-so, some person, and you wanted to say no, not for 3 days, say nej, inte på 3 dagar. It is important to include inte in your statement, as this is what makes it negative. Positive statement relating to how long, I, and the time period. Negative statement relating to how long, inte på, and then the time period. The next category is frequency, and the accompanying question is how often, hur ofta? Here we have no different context, but for some strange reason we have 2 prepositions that we use. And you need to just memorize what preposition goes with what words. We'll also use the expressions once, en gång, twice, 2 gånger, 3 times, 3 gånger, and so on. So we can answer once a week, twice a day, 3 times a month, etc. The prepositions we will use are I and om. I is the most common one, and we'll use it with the following. Kvartalet, quarter. En gång I kvartalet, 2 gånger i kvartalet, 3 gånger i kvartalet. Månaden, month. And by the way, notice that we always use the definite forms of these nouns here. En gång I månaden, 2 gånger i månaden, 3 gånger i månaden. Veckan, week. En gång I veckan, 2 gånger i veckan, 3 gånger i veckan. Timmen, hour. En gång I timmen, 2 gånger i timmen, 3 gånger i timmen. Minuten, minute. En gång I minuten, 2 gånger i minuten, 3 gånger i minuten. Sekunden, second. En gång I sekunden, 2 gånger i sekunden, 3 gånger i sekunden. Now to the ones where we use om instead of I. There are only 3 words with which this happens, so it's quite easy to remember. Dagen, day. En gång om dagen, 2 gånger om dagen, 3 gånger om dagen. Dygnet, 24 hours. En gång om dygnet, 2 gånger om dygnet, 3 gånger om dygnet. Året, year. En gång om året, 2 gånger om året, 3 gånger om året. Finally, the last category is also related to length of time, but it answers the question, how quickly, hur snabbt? This is maybe not as common as the other categories, but you often hear it when talking about sports, for example. Someone ran 10 kilometers in 40 minutes. Or if someone asks you how quickly you can finish something at work, and you can say, I can do it in 2 hours. Here we always use på as a preposition. hon sprang 10 kilometer på 40 minuter or jag kan göra det på 2 timmar. Your homework, should you choose to accept it, is to try and connect these categories of prepositions with the questions in your head. So you always know if someone asks you när, you know which category you're in. Or if you are the one telling someone something without a question first, you know that what you're telling them is när something happened or will happen, for example. Try and do this for all the categories we've gone through here. Lycka till! Thank you.